The Rise Guys Morning Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Hey, Paige.
And before you get pregnant, I got to tell you, raising a kid costs a lot of dang money. So raising a kid in America now costs more than $300,000 on average for over 18 years. So it's not like in...
That's low.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So a new study says Hawaii is the most expensive state to raise a child, while Mississippi is the cheapest. So across the country, daycare continues to be the largest expense for families. I mean, there's some people that, I mean, honestly, that I know, that they can't afford to have two people working at the same time. That one, just to live, one has to do overnight, so the other one has to do daytime. Because they can't afford childcare anymore.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you might break even or make a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have more than one kid, to put them in childcare.
Plus, when does it stop at 18?
Yeah,
no
right?
Crap.
Like, it just keeps going.
I mean, you know, unless you're like, you know, my family, here's luggage, bye. You know, because, well, I was going to school when I graduated.
Yeah.
Peace. Deuces, bitch.
Bye. But that, you know, that's not like, you know, my mom was doing the happy dance of freedom because I went to school. So that was more money for her because she had to put me in a place to live and then they had to pay for my education.
Think about this, like, you want to go teach your, you know, maybe this summer. Oh, okay, little Tony, we will teach you how to drive this summer. But now gas. It's like, Tony, you need to get a part-time job if you want to go waste a bunch of gas in the Ingalls parking lot.
The freaking insurance on little Tony. It's going to be ridiculous.
Little Tony's got some priors, too, so you got to watch out.
Yeah, because he went to DJJ a little bit.
Yeah, he went to Juventude.
Freaking went to R&E.
And call it juvie here in the States.
So daycare
and he was
continues.
Breastfed until he was 10.
Yeah.
To be so.
Her decision, not his.
Expensive.
Right.
Well, more about education.
Oh, good. I love it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So experts say that recesses have been shrinking over the years. Say it isn't so, because recess is what I always look forward
to. Speaking of recessions.
Is that another wig or is that your real hair? I can't tell now.
It's another wig.
Okay.
See, I told her that,
it's
too.
It's cornrows, so I wasn't for sure.
It looks good.
Thank you.
You should, I mean, it's, you know.
She's got box braids.
Stolen culture, but it's fine.
Stolen culture.
It really is.
How do you say stolen? I mean, why is it stolen culture?
Oh, I'm just being, you know, how they...
He was talking about where we're going for lunch.
Oh.
That's the new restaurant downtown, Stolen Culture.
Okay. Yeah.
So good. You thought Southern culture was good? Try Stolen Culture.
Yeah, one day they got Bahamian food. The other day they got Italian. You never
whatever,
know.
Whatever
you
the mood is.
You eat and walk out without paying, but the funny thing is they stole all the food they're selling, so no one's really getting offended by it.
I love it.
Yeah, check it out.
Some of the breadsticks already have bites in them because they took them from Olive Garden. That's cool.
Yeah.
Love it. Fine. You know, if you can dip them in something, that's so good.
They've already been pre-dipped for you by other customers.
I like the bread with the olive oil and herbs.
Yeah.
It's really yummy.
Oh, have you ever had hair long enough to where you took a topless picture but it covers your knockers?
Me or her?
Both. I know you have.
I have with my beard, yes.
I know. I wouldn't do it now. You'd have to hair like freaking Rapunzel.
No.
Cover those suckers.
I do have that really long one braid, but.
Oh.
Like a tong po, like you're going to Comité?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy in Bloodsport.
I thought it was a damn whip.
The hair whip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pajonica Belair.
So, for years, recess has been shrinking. And I think, according to experts, they're saying it's worsening children's health. They say kids should get a minimum of 20 minutes of recess every day and multiple breaks. I agree. Because you only live once. And you need to get out there and play on the bars. Then you play in the bars when you get older.
Guys, ultrasounds are sounds.
Yeah, they are.
And
that's how they're going to fix Edith's eyeballs.
You know what? Speaking of that, listen, I'm going to say this before I wrote this down and may throw it away later and forget. Dan, that does parody songs for us, I want to request one. It's to the tune of Beat It by Michael Jackson, and it's called
Edith on the damn phone,
calling from Tennessee, used to dance for Morgan Freeman at a go-go bar, she's missing a toe, it's Edith.
She,
If you would, Dan, we'd appreciate it.
Do you know why this is so important? According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, they say that recesses have been shrinking and physical activity is vital. And now that one in five American kids are dealing with obesity, we need to get them out there getting some exercise.
I tell you what, there's a neighborhood kid who's a little chunky, but he loves going without a shirt.
Wow.
It's like, and the other kids don't bother him about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, the other day,
you did?
Well, you got to. The other day, he's walking around. I'm like, he's got a nice shirt on, and he turns around, and it's unbuttoned.
Maybe
he
gets hot.
It's just little gut hanging out.
Yeah.
He just loves being exposed.
He's like, when you say like Big X the Plug, the way he wears shirts?
Yeah.
My God.
He's not the largest, though, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
Mm. But just, you know, you figure kids would be self-conscious about this.
You have any pictures on your phone you can show me?
I mean, look.
I just want to see if you have.
That's awkward. Very comfortable.
Follow him back to his apartment and tell his parents.
Rob, I don't know how to answer this question.
Please do not answer that question.
Call rob.com if somebody asks you something you don't know how to answer. I'll tell you.
Hey, wow. You know, that is true. Like, that's... the active, staying active and all that crap.
I think all the fun is taken out of life for kids.
But then again, like back then, you also stayed in the same class the whole time. You know, elementary school, you didn't change class to class.
That's why you need to get out and get away from your mean teacher.
That's why you wanted to go to middle school. You're like, hey, I get different teachers now.
Yeah. Middle school was great.
That's true. In elementary school, like if you got an ugly teacher on day one, like you're just like, okay, well, stuck with this, you know?
Yeah.
And you're probably saying, were you thinking about that in elementary school? I think I was.
Yeah.
I think I realized
really
that then.
See, we didn't have middle school. You went.
Just one room?
They went all the way to sixth grade, and then you have junior high. Junior high was seventh and eighth.
Yeah.
So we didn't have middle school. So you went, kindergarten to sixth grade in California.
Kindergarten to sixth grade. Okay.
So when I left here.
Yeah, y'all call it middle school junior high, though, right?
Yeah, it was junior high.
That's weird, too. That's one of those odd things.
Yeah, so when I was in sixth grade and we moved back to California, I had to go back to elementary school, and I was already in middle school, and I'm like, no, I'm not. But I did. I had to.
Wow. Yeah, that's fun, Paige.
So, just a little different. I'm sorry.
Well, look at yours was about an 8-year-old running around with a belly hanging out.
Wow, I didn't give him an age, but you did.
All right, so.
How old was he?
I don't know. I got to find his ID.
Well, do you love Duran Duran?
I got it on the wall somewhere.
Hungry Like the Wolf?
I like.
Take the re off, maybe.
Okay. Hung Like a Wolf.
Hey.
Hungry.
Actually, I don't know if that's good or not. I haven't seen a wolf's gimmick.
Paige, do wolves have...
Of course they do.
Oh, we got to find out.
Kind of like a dog.
We got to consult the internet on this one.
I would assume it would be like a dog.
NC
a
State.
Little larger.
A wolf cack. Or pack.
Okay, it won't give me...
What are you asking? How big are they?
Animal genitalia.
Oh, my God. Yeah? Okay.
What's it say?
Scientific data on the average length of a wild wolf's penis...
Hey, wild wolf.
Is anywhere between 160 centimeters or 63 inches long.
God!
That ain't right.
I know.
That can't be right.
It says here 3 inches for a Russian werewolf.
What the hell?
You're going to get a picture disputing that in a second.
I don't know.
From how many women?
All right, so should Duran Duran be headlining festivals? They think so. And Simon Le Bon says Duran Duran was offered to play in Glastonbury, but in a disco tent at 3 p.m. And he says they shouldn't be below anybody on the lineup, in their opinion.
Let me try something else. Hey, Siri. What is the average length of a wolf's penis?
I don't have an answer for that.
Wow, what do I have you for?
Not so intelligent, are you?
I didn't want to talk to you, fat boy.
So I didn't want to answer that. But I'll show you a picture instead.
Did they make superficial intelligence? That would be one to check out.
How about fake intelligence? That would be great.
Oh, Paige. You need to stick to the scripts.
I'll have to cut you off on that one.
Stay on your medication.
Well, I mean, it is fake, right?
You took it.
No, it is. You're right.
Let me just say it like it is.
Yeah.
Fake stuff.
You took sugar pills because you're so sweet.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines. I'm sorry.
I'll fix that zipper for you if you like.
Your hair looks really good, though.
Thank you.
Like, how could you do that with your regular hair? You just, like, making, like...
What?
No, it's like, it's you have, like, the whatever...
Well, it's major root. My hair won't be that dark.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the way it's parted down the middle, that's a nice look.
He's just talking about fixing it, like, in general.
Oh, like combing it?
Oh, not at all.
Like, okay. That looks nice.
Thank you.
I think it does.
See if even we can keep it up.
Even when, this is just.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of layers.
It is weird when you say to somebody, like, wow. You look great today.
It's yeah.
Like, what, did I look like crap yesterday?
Like, don't ask me that.
You
just focus on today.
But this was a very expensive one. This wasn't like the cheapest.
I mean, look, it fooled me. I thought it was real hair.
Yeah. Kind I thought is. You went in there and did your hair during the commercial segment.
You could be wearing breast implants for all I know. The
could
little
be.
Ones
you
they shove in the
know.
Bra.
You would never know.
Well, if that's zipper bust, we're going to find out.
God dang.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you know this song yet?
Oh, yeah. It's been a running joke with me for years.
The chorus?
Yep.
I didn't even hear the song, and I was singing it in my head last night.
So I sing the chorus and people are like, no, you don't. That's the last thing you're like. I want some.
Action.
I like the, oh.
Spudberg County, stance. Baby.
Love the night. The boogie. I like the boogie.
God, I miss the 70s. I wasn't around. I wish I could have been.
I was here for half of them, but I don't remember any of them.
I know disco gets a bad rap, but man, that's like a pretty cool scene. Studio 54 and all that stuff.
I don't know about all that, but.
All the cocaine, back when you could do cocaine and not worry about what's going to kill me.
Back before you had medicinal cocaine.
Maybe it'll return if your vote says so.
Yeah, why not? Okay, we have someone on hold that wants to talk. I was trying to get us to another stanza, but I don't think it's going to make it, which is fine.
It's coming up.
Yeah, but we don't need to waste all that time. I mean, that's too much, isn't it? I like the nightlife. I like the boogie.
All the cats are running.
What is she saying, really? I like to what?
I don't know.
Okay.
She likes the nightlife. She likes the boogie.
She wants to boogie.
On a disco biscuit?
I want to...
Disco.
On the disco floor.
Oh, yeah.
Floor? That don't sound like no floor.
On the disco floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, let's see if we can hear it.
Disco round is what it's saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like to boogie on the disco round.
So is that just like literally a round that would turn around?
Disco round. I don't know.
I bet people nailed stunk it. During disco, but they were having fun. So
why would
cool.
they stink? They have deodorant back then.
They look stinky though. Then.
All that dancing and drugs. And
yeah.
Maybe.
Plus, let's be honest. Somebody's ripping a couple on the disco round.
Probably so. Okay. Let's go first to
those
the one that has all the stars beside it. That's Eric. Eric, we got your message and all, and you know, I really know now that this involves your girlfriend and a hold on, let me read the thing here. Involves his girlfriend and a business that they opened together. Okay, so what's going on, Eric? Sorry, I didn't read my little thing here ahead of time. What's up? I was singing.
No, all good.
You enjoy the singing, Eric? You like that?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did. You guys really hit the high notes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I was impressed. Yeah.
So let's talk about your girlfriend and your business.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know where to start because me and my girlfriend Jenna, you know, we decided we'd open up a coffee shop together, and I mean, for the last year and a half, it's just really become our whole entire life, you know, opening up a small business. But now she's talking about shutting the whole thing down.
Oh wow!
Hang on a second.
Hold on, your phone is.
See if I can get him back on.
Skedaddling up. God bless America. I'm fine. I don't mind it. I mean, things happen.
I know.
It totally happens.
Just very upsetting.
Well, I you know, we ended that fun song just to take his call and his phone sucks.
I like the way you move.
But the problem is that it's probably not his phone.
No.
It might be our phone.
Could be.
Because, you know, when we do video, I have to keep the screen on the video screen because if I take it off, I freeze on video. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
The studio is haunted.
No. Well, I do think that I wore that Danhausen shirt the other day, and I feel like ever since then that I have been cursed. I've had so many
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Oh,
like
I tell you.
Everywhere you go, you've had a curse?
Not everywhere I went, but like everything that Can did. You know what
wrong.
I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, I've had days like that.
God, I've had...
Like the garbage bag breaks when you try to put it in the dumpster and you're like, I didn't want to
smell
it. Well,
my cleaning lady does that, but I
she takes your garbage out for you?
Well,
to the dumpster?
No, I don't have a dumpster.
Well, I do. I live in a condo.
So, oh, okay.
I mean, I got to do it.
You ever find any, like, vagrants hanging out inside the dumpster? Yeah. All right, Fat Boy, was that long enough for you to get him on the phone again?
Yeah, well, too, because I tried a different line other than the one he was already on, too. So.
All right, Eric, sorry about that. Let's hear about this coffee shop, though. I want to get a cup of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been together for, you know, a year and a half. So we decided to open up this coffee shop together. It's been a dream of ours.
Hold on, Eric.
It's us.
It is us.
God dang it.
Why does this keep happening?
What did we do when it happened last time? Do you remember?
Switch lines?
He did that, though.
Yeah. Something's up with the phone, because the one line I can't even use at all.
The hotline?
No, not that one.
Oh.
Like, literally, like, the first one.
Oh, okay.
No dial tone or nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get Eric back on when the phones are working.
Dang it, man.
See, this is it. What is with that? What is with right in the, when everything just always seems to be going good? I'm talking about everything.
Have him call you.
Well, yes, it is. It is our end. It ain't his. Golly, bum. I don't understand.
Have him call you on the 1-800 line. Maybe those are clearer.
No.
I'm sorry.
You ever think life is like you are like playing a game? And this level right now is, how are they going to react to technology not working for them?
Yeah. You know, life is not like a box of chocolates, but a box of something that looks like chocolate.
Yes, it does. Fecal matter.
Yeah. But look, you never know when it's going to work or not work is the thing.
Yeah.
It could be crystal clear with somebody else.
Like, we talked to Cope on Friday. On video in New York, and it was fine. This dude's calling from down the road, and okay, well, there's no need to sit here and just waller in it. It's not working.
Yep. God dang it, man. It's like you don't really get to hear what's going on.
I know. What do we do?
I can get his number and call him back. Like, I mean, can't today because it's not going to get fixed in time. But
yeah.
Or he can call back when, I don't know what the fix is, though. Do we get a new headset? I mean, last time we went through this, I got called in the afternoon. I'm like, I don't really know what to say because I'm not there.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't want to gripe too much because they got the walls fixed and everything.
It looks great, man. The video looks great.
Really, really good.
The video didn't sound great. That's another issue we got to fix.
Well, you know, we'll get it figured out. Damn it.
Hopefully.
That dude waited on, he's still been on hold for like 29 minutes.
I feel terrible.
Well.
God. I mean... Well,
just wait and get him back on. I'd rather just hear what it is.
Because I don't know if we're trying to figure out an email type situation or just, you know.
Yeah.
Just get him back on that way.
Okay. I don't know. Well.
Might be a while, though, because.
Y'all just remember, we tried to do this. We tried.
I didn't want to do anything else now.
Can't see that. That's where if aliens are playing you as a, in a game right now, and that's what this all is really about, then they're going. That
falls apart.
Their thing's gonna say game over, and you know.
It's like the aliens. Like, well, I didn't. Hang on now. I didn't quit the game. Like, no, I quit for you. Yeah. We just sat here and didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I mean, I think that's what it all is. That's what life is. Not that we are like whatevers, but that it is like they blatantly say the game of life. It is a game, and it's how, and you should treat people the way you want to be treated, and you might get it back. You get that karma thing going.
We're the little pegs going around the board. You could be the pink one. I'll be the blue one.
We're the people on the bottom of that circle that yeah, you're spinning around with the rich bankers on top, and we're the ones sitting there just pulling it to the side, going side to side, backwards, doing the turn. That's us.
That's exactly right. That's a good one.
Come
to carry me home.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually real ironic that that's playing right now. Because that may try to knock us off in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
I leaned back and did the thing again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And sometimes I don't know exactly what setting it is, but if I hit a certain one physically, it knocks us off. So hopefully you can still hear us in the noog.
Well, yeah, let's look at the text and make sure.
You can look at, get us at Ruby Falls and Lookout Mountain, various other places. Raymond's house.
Who's that?
We come in real good there.
Oh, okay. You don't like my idea, do you? It's fine. I don't either.
I mean, it's tough when you do it that way because
it wastes too much time.
Well, you got to go between, and then you can't really get the tone of the answer. And
yeah.
But well, if you did it, it's like you would have to ask and then relay it, and then that wouldn't be good either.
Well, speaking of relaying, I just saw some awful news.
Uh-oh.
I'm not blowing this out of proportion. This is awful. I don't know any fat boy you may. This is verified, right?
No.
Okay.
That, you know what? That's funny though that happened.
Oh, no. Is it not real?
No. And I got it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I can't find it. I got to find the other picture. Actually, give me a second. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, my God.
Because there's an accompanying picture that comes with it.
Oh.
And I think I was trying to...
What are people doing?
I was trying to send it to you that day, but I couldn't...
Faking people's deaths.
I've seen that before.
I couldn't remember if I sent it to you or not. Now, the thing I just sent you...
Wow, I'm glad I said that.
When you search that name, there are a lot of breaking stories that pop up.
Yeah.
But there's also a picture of the actual person posing with that picture... Obviously, because he's still alive. But it picked up, man. It caught a lot of steam.
So why would somebody post that? That was 6 hours ago.
Well, that was the other day, actually. Oh. It was an older picture. But it wasn't that long ago that it actually happened.
Okay.
But
well,
you can see.
I
know. I didn't think about it when I just sent it.
What media are you on?
My phone.
No, I know that, but what... I mean, flag it. Don't let people get away with that.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
He texted it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm on social media the other day, and a former guest of the show, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, I see an obituary for Don Munson. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Don Munson did not pass away. So I look for it because I'm an obit guy. I go look for him, you know, and I could not find his.
You're a son of a bit.
I said, I cannot find any information about this anywhere. And it got shared and shared, and it took off. Well, like an hour later, there's a picture of Don Munson posing with the computer with that post on it. Obviously, still alive. So I'm like, oh, thank God it's fake.
Wow.
But it spread like crazy.
Why would they choose him of all people? Unless Don Munson, who I know. But Don, did you do this yourself to see how much everyone... Because, you know, you don't get to go to your own funeral.
You don't get to.
Well, you are there, technically.
Well, I don't think if you go to hell that they allow you to go back to your funeral.
Well, no, I mean, your body would be there or your ashes, right?
Yeah.
So you are physically there, not mentally.
I think Clemson fans go to hell is what I was told.
Oh, my gosh.
Or they can, but nevertheless.
You can.
You go somewhere else. That threw me for a loop because I was sitting here not like getting emotional. I mean, I know the guy and you know, somewhat worked with him back when I was at Clemson Radio.
Yeah, but, real nice guy.
God, I'm glad that I just didn't.
I know, man, because now you think about what if that happened to you. You get to see the actual comments people say.
Wouldn't that be awful, too? Because and they're like, good, I hated that son of a gun.
Because they don't verify it at all. Boom, boom, boom. It was like crazy, man. It spread around.
Wow.
I'm like, well, thank God he's not dead, but it was kind of cool, the picture he took with it. Like, hey, wow. Still here. Might be overworked, but I'm still here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 62 also.
So God voices everything, Clemson.
Not up there too much. Well, good. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, well, crap, that screwed that segment up too. But at the same time, I'm glad he's still alive. Like, that's good. That's good news.
See, you were about to give probably a pretty good eulogy.
Yeah.
About past experiences.
Oh, he was very, very nice. I've never had any issue. No, I'm joking, obviously, about Clemson. I'll take y'all's money too. I mean, you know, God, that sent me for a loop. Damn.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, did I send you this the other day?
Would he react this way if he read of my demise? Probably not.
No offense, but like, you can lump all of us in that category. I mean, would anybody?
Yeah, probably not.
I mean,
it's okay. Like,
I'm sure they would.
If something like happened to one of us, people would be like, oh, that's sad, and then just move on to the next thing.
Well, would we get the, you know, look, when Russ Castle passed away, they broadcast his funeral. Would that happen to us? Would we get offered? I would like to think that no. But, you know, if somebody would ask, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Would you like your funeral broadcasted?
I wouldn't want my funeral broadcasted. I wouldn't want someone to spend money on a funeral.
I mean, that is kind of cool, though, if you get that.
Mine's going to be on pay-per-view. It's going to pay for all the taxes that I owe when I die.
And wow. Like, you already added songs left and right, too.
So. Taxes.
Well, oh, that's who it would be. Live at the funeral of Mattman. No. And let me tell you.
Who would you get up to speak for you, fat boy?
Not a Dodger fan.
Like, he would be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'd either already be dead or wouldn't show up.
God. He wouldn't show up. Your speaker's not there. I guess Mark Hendricks would have to do it.
God, I might show up for that one.
Well, you know, but hopefully I'm not working here still then. So, like, would he still, you know, come to my funeral?
Oh, I could do the eulogy.
You wouldn't, because you wouldn't show up.
You wouldn't be there.
I'm like, you know what? Here lies, and he lost all that weight, and I'm still fat, and who's here with you?
And there you are.
Refreshments in the lobby.
Job.
Thank you. Here's the 3-hour playlist that Mr. Mattman requested at his funeral.
Mr. Harris.
Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
M. Harris.
My casket is going to be covered in 1989 Fleer Billy Ripken cards.
I was about to say, if you got any old stickers you want to put on the casket, come
Hell
on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got any Rise Guys stickers? You got your mugs you want to put in the casket?
Make them bury it. That's my new line of golly coffins.
Make them bury it.
Oh, what can we put in your coffin? You got to get buried with something. They buried my grandpa, my mom's dad, I think, with his ring, maybe?
That's
jewelry?
Yeah, that's you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that's dumb, but I think it is.
Mm. I mean, I don't know
why. I'm going to say it, though.
I don't know why you'd bury anybody with jewelry, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
Yeah, because they'll take it.
Unless, well, maybe not grave robbers, but like the people that are
that's what I'm
doing
saying.
Up the body. Like,
they'd be like, they're never going to know this is gone.
God, you'll never know.
You
because
wouldn't.
Who's the last person to see him?
The one who seals it.
So they got to make sure everything's all tidy, right? So they could. Oh my God.
That Look, would be awful to think about.
If you,
but you know it happens because we've heard stories of, and certainly not around here, but like, you know, EMT people who they'd show up the body if somebody's already dead and they'd just slide them rings off. I'll tell you what.
I've never known of an EMT to do that.
Oh, it was in the news. Yeah, not local. It's in the news. So they had been doing that. And then there was the body cam of that cop one time where they were going through that woman's drawers. Not her underwear.
her chest.
God, did your family call them Chester
drawers?
Chester drawers.
Of course.
Not a chest of drawers.
Welcome to the South.
That's a chest.
That's
there.
My Chester door.
What's in there? We got the Chester drawers here. Can we go through them?
I think you're getting. That's not his real name. Nobody's last name is Drawers.
That's my vanity. That's not my Chester drawers.
I do a license check on Chester drawers. I was going to get a creamsicle donut.
Drawers. That's my dresser, not my Chester drawers.
Yeah.
You know what? I was watching. There was a guy who was a Navy diver. He actually recovered the body of JFK Jr. And he was talking about how his crew normally worked. Because they told him on that particular dive, you can't keep anything. Everything you find in the plane has to go into a bag.
Mm-hmm. Give it to evidence? The family.
Well, he said on some of these, you know, when just this random people you don't know, some of the guys would keep some of the stuff they find in the dives. Here. Yeah.
They would just... We're playing password.
Let's play it up. Quit guessing.
Paige, I am going mountain biking later on my mountain
bicycle.
Okay, bicycle. Fat boy, you go.
I don't have one.
Paige.
I can't think that fast. I got a GED, man. Come on.
Fat boy is going to have three of these today.
Some.
Jesus.
Three of these, some?
Three sums.
Oh. Three of, well, hang on, how many is that?
That'd be a nonsense. Paige.
Do they have to have women?
Murdaugh's conviction got overturned for blanking his wife and kid.
Murdering.
Okay.
Oh, you should just let it at that one.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.